For most of us who are still without traces of contracting the COVID-19 virus, there may be a lack of empathy when seeing the numbers of people affected by it, simply deeming them as mere numbers. Our lack of empathy towards those affected can somewhat be seen by the constant breaking of the movement restriction order, our penchant to make our way back to our hometowns or even go on unnecessary holidays, thinking that COVID-19 will not happen to us. Well, this is a story that will bring you back to reality, a story of how bad it can be if you are affected by COVID-19. Taking to Twitter, @MuFarwaFarid shared the Insta story of Adela Nasir, whose baby was affected with COVID-19 brought back by another baby's grandfather, who came back from the infamous Tablighi gathering. In his tweet, @MuFarwaFarid, this message goes out to those who say, "Why do we have to fear the virus? We should fear God even more. I dare you to say the same words to the babies and their mothers who are currently quarantined for COVID-19. Sharing a total of 4 pictures, here is Adela Nasir's story. Source, Twitter. She was in the same room at the nursery with another baby who was COVID-19 positive due to direct contact with his grandfather who came back from a Tablighi gathering. He is also positive with the virus. Her story then moved from the initial contact with the virus to her quarantine room. Source, Twitter. We are now in the isolation room for COVID-19. To be honest, it is super scary. I can only pace around certain areas, and they escort us all the way to the lifts and doors. Our morning was equally horrible, answering a lot of phone calls from KKM, PKD and several doctors coming in for routine checkups. In the end, we are monitored here because they aren't satisfied with Thea's lungs. Praying that the results would come back negative, in another post, she advised others to not put themselves and others at risk. Source, Twitter. Source, Twitter. Look, it is not hard to follow orders. Just stay home, and for once think about others more than just yourselves. If people were not selfish, we wouldn't have had to go through situations like this, to begin with. Let's pray for the speedy recovery of Thea and many others just like her in their fight against COVID-19. Also read, breaking, Malaysia records 3rd death case due to COVID-19, deceased attended Sri Petaling Tablighi. You have reached the end of this story.